Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, today the reading of the Holy Gospel comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 12. And we read about how it is that the Lord performed healing signs and miracles among His people. And they brought to Him a young man who was demon-possessed and who was blind and mute. Now after He had healed him, this young man was capable of seeing and this man was capable of speaking again. There is something to be said about how it is that the entrance of the Lord into the life of the person is meant to heal them. The entrance of God into our lives is meant to be able to give us the very faculties that we have lost because of the sin that has completely prevented us from being able to be whole. Any person who believes that they can be complete, any person that believes that they can be whole without God in their lives, is greatly mistaken. Every human being who is disconnected and alienated from God, who is separated from the presence of God, cannot be truly alive. We have made the mistake of believing in our generation that a person is only really alive if they have a heartbeat, if they have a brain that is perfectly functional, if they are breathing. And we have believed that the sciences and biology are what define to us what life is. We have made the mistake of believing that life is nothing more than when our organs and our brains are capable of functioning properly. We have forgotten what it means for us to be alive also in the spiritual sense. We have forgotten that the human being is not only flesh and bones, but also spiritual. And so if you are both body and soul and spirit, then to rely strictly on the function of the body to be considered to be alive would be very foolish of us. We have forgotten that the human being is also meant to be a spiritual being, not only one that is physical. So what has happened in today's modern world? So many people have left the idea of believing in a God that they need. So many people have forgotten that they set aside their spiritual faculty and they focus only on their physical. And so because of this, they are never complete. And so because of this, they rely on today's modern medicines and today's modern technology to keep them alive, not knowing that today's modern medicine can do nothing for their spirit. For so many people who do not believe in God, the physician, today's doctor in North America, is the high priest. We turn to the medical system in order for us to be healed. We turn to the medical system in order for us to be restored. And the whole purpose of the medical system today is more, much more about preventing discomfort and pain than it is about actually restoring life. We live in a world that is broken, so its systems are broken. And because the system is broken, humans continue to suffer. Everything is about pain management. Everything is about making sure that we are as comfortable as possible. But whether or not we are fully healed, I do not think the world cares. And this has nothing to do with the great men and women who are doctors who serve as faithfully as they can. This is a reflection of a broken world. A world that doesn't care about the fact that the human being is incomplete, is not whole, is broken. They will teach your children at a young age that when they go to school and when they go to work, we don't speak of spiritual things. We don't speak of those things here. You keep those things for Sunday morning if that's what you believe. We don't speak of God and the spiritual realities. Those are things that you set aside. Here is the real world. So what are they teaching the children? That when you speak of things that are spiritual, those things are not real. And so your spiritual needs and the healing that God wants to give to you. None of those things are real. The only real things that exist in the world are the things that can be seen and put under a microscope. You see, here what's interesting is that this young man had physical manifestations of a very spiritual problem. What was the spiritual problem that this young man had? He was demon-possessed. The demons had taken him over. Instead of him being a dwelling of the Holy Spirit, he became the dwelling of those things that were demonic. Instead of him being the Son of God, he was the son of Satan. And what was the reality of that? The physical manifestation of those things were that he was blind and mute. If we were to bring a person today who is blind and mute to the doctors, what will they say? They will speak only of things that are physical and material. They do not attempt to understand things spiritually. To them, the spiritual does not exist. If you bring them to people who are even Christian today, many of us would say that that's wonderful. I get it. I understand you believe in things that are spiritual. But let's deal with the physical symptoms. But more than ever, the world needs to begin to believe that truly human beings cannot be whole, cannot be complete, cannot function as God has designed them to function, unless we begin to return to taking care of ourselves spiritually. So what does the church offer us? The church offers us Christ, who is willing to restore us, both spiritually and physically. When he healed him from his demon possession, when he cast out the demon, he also healed him physically. The church does not claim that you should come here in order to receive physical healing. We leave that to our brothers and sisters, the doctors who have been granted a gift, in order for them to use the gifts of God in science to be able to help us. So if a person has cancer, we don't tell them, don't go to chemotherapy, just light a candle and you will be fine. Say a prayer, do some fasting, do some matanyas, and your cancer will be freed. That's not the way the church works. The Lord gave us the gifts of science and so we use them. But let me be clear. If that person is also suffering at the level of their spirit, of their soul, if they are broken, if they are in despair, if they are in a place where sin has overtaken them, no amount of medicine, no amount of physical, scientific and medical intervention could possibly help a broken soul. None of it. What we need is Him who created the soul to be able to refashion us. When Christ is capable of healing people spiritually, even those around Him called Him a demon worker. When the Pharisees heard that He had healed this man and that this man was now exorcised from the demon that had overtaken him, what did they say? He casts out demons in the name of Beelzebub. He cast out demons through Satan. Believe me when I tell you that there are people in the church today who still believe in this. That when we hear today of holy men and women who have been granted the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be able to work miracle signs and wonders, even today, we accuse some of them of doing sorcery. We have forgotten that we are a church of miracles. We have forgotten that we are a church that is spiritual. I remember speaking to someone, and this was several years ago. Several years ago, God wanted to teach me a lesson. And He made me realize it's good that you want to understand things with your brain. It's good that you want to study the church subjects and its history and theology all through your heart, through your head. But where will you leave room for faith to work? Where will you be spiritual? When people would come and tell me about miracles, I would say, that's nice, but is it true? When people would come and tell me all of these great signs and wonders that God would do in their lives, I would say, that's nice, but yani, it could also be explained differently. And so God wanted to teach me a lesson. And so he brought several people into my life who were working with the kingdom of God in ways that I could not possibly imagine. God exposed me to those things that were supernatural, things that were outside of the comprehension of the mind. God exposed me to these things that were so spiritual that I had no choice but to realize this can't help me. And there are some people who are suffering the way I used to suffer, who they don't believe in the state of the soul. They don't believe in the spiritual, and they don't believe in the intervention that God can have on us through miracles and wonders. Whatever happened to that? What happened to parents staying up with their children and telling them beautiful stories of miracles? What happened to parents reading the lives of the saints to their children and exposing them to all the supernatural works that God did through these holy men and women? How many of us have opened up YouTube and showed our children what happened in Egypt in the 1960s when our Holy Virgin Mother appeared over her church in Zaytun? How many of us show our children that God is still working spiritually, miraculously, in wondrous ways in His church until today? So many of us are trying to teach our children only how? Through this. Through this and nothing else. Continue to teach them to use their minds. This is a beautiful gift. We have to encourage our children to use their minds. But plant the seeds of the spiritual in their heart. Because God forbid, if ever they are exposed to it, that they should attribute the works of God to the works of the devil. God forbid that they should be exposed to the healing signs and wonders of God, and that they should believe that it is fake, that it is phony, that it is a lie. We cannot forget that we are the church who believes in Christ, who is the great physician, the one who heals body and spirit, the one who restores the entire human being, the one who gives us the gift of being able to see His work not only physically and tangibly, but also spiritually. God forbid that we should be blind and mute and demon-possessed and only ask to be able to speak and only ask to be able to see, and we do not ask to be exorcised of our demons. This is the fear. The fear is that I am demon-possessed, blind, and mute, and I only focus on these two, and I do not ask Him to heal me spiritually. I tell Him, heal my blindness. Allow me to speak that I may be no longer mute. But I forget to ask Him. I forget to ask Him to exorcise my demons. I forget to ask Him to heal me spiritually. We have to ask for all three. We cannot neglect the spiritual and only focus on the physical. The reading of the psalm of today is from Psalm 61. And it says, "For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name." What is the heritage of those who fear your name? What is the inheritance of those who loved God and feared His name? What was the inheritance that He gave to people like Saint George? What was the inheritance that He gave to people like Sitte Demyene? What was the inheritance that He gave to Baba Krullus and Umine Irini? What was the inheritance that He gave to those whose entire life was filled with the supernatural, whose entire life was filled with His healing works? That is the inheritance that He gave them. The inheritance that He gave to those who feared His name was His very own healing signs and wonders. I'm not suggesting that you and I pray that tomorrow morning we could all do miracles. What I am praying is that all of us become a miracle. That every single one of us becomes an icon of how it is that God is capable of healing the human being. That maybe we may be suffering in the flesh, but that our spirits be whole. that our souls be completely reconciled to Him, that we may be icons for Christ, that our very presence be a source of healing, a source of joy, a source of peace to those who see us, that we have the same inheritance, the same heritage as those who fear His name. As He healed this young man from being blind and mute, as He exorcised the demons of this young man, may He also come now and be among us. May He heal us of our diseases that are physical, and may He restore our souls and our spirits to constantly reflect His glory and His light. To Him be all glory now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.